Nuevas perspectivas.
Neue Perspektiven.
New perspectives. EU Radio Nantes brings you new perspectives.
Hello and welcome to the show. Kate Chambers with you. You might remember a few weeks ago I spoke about Word for Word Theatre Company from San Francisco. For many years now they've been touring to France and they're currently making plans for their 20th anniversary show. The company performs short stories on stage, literally word for word, and this year's production was the hugely popular and very funny Sorry Fugu by T.C. Boyle. The word-for-word performance took place a few weeks ago at the Salle Festive Nantes-Erdre, and during a break that day in rehearsals, I caught up with one of the company's founding artistic directors, Susan Harlow. Susan spends most of the year in France, and I began by asking her what brought her to this side of the world in the first place.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be here for the past 2.5 years on a visa, a compétence et talent visa. And that's been great because it's allowed me to live in France and sort of foster this kind of word-for-word work that I do, and which is performing short stories in English. And it's a great way to plunge into the language, the English language, through theater for anyone, no matter what their native language is. But beyond that, we've been bringing word-for-word a professional show from our San Francisco-based company here to France for the past 17 years. And so that's just been fantastic.
Right. Tell me a little bit of your background. You worked as an actress yourself?
Yes, yes. In fact, my friend Joanne Winter and I founded Word for Word as a way, in effect, to give ourselves more employment. And we're both actresses, and I was also a librarian at one point, and so the two, I like to say that my two loves, literature and theater, married themselves in word for word. Yeah, I was a librarian for a number of years, a children's librarian, so that's very kind of vibrant work, but also working as an actor all that time, and then had the chance to start this company, and it was just a gift, really, to me to be able to do that and gather all these fabulous actors and technicians and artists around us.
So how did the love affair with France begin?
It began with a love affair. I was here a long, long, long time ago. I had the chance to come. This is pre-theater for me. And it just all clicked for me when I came and came to Paris first, and was in Paris, actually, and I just, you know, I'd read so much about it and seen movies and everything, and I just loved it. I loved the sound of the language, you know, the beauty of Paris, the graciousness of that city. I think that the deep courtesy of the French people and the admiration for culture, the ironic sense of humor, all of it.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell me a little bit then about your experiences here in France. What's it been like settling into French life? Some expats, they call themselves, will find it difficult. Some find it very, very easy. They slot straight in. It's second home from home.
Yeah, well, since I've been in love with France for so much a part of my life, I feel really fortunate to be able to have the chance to live here. And I do speak French, so that I think that's just the hugest help right there. And I don't know. I love the humor of it, you know, the humor of translating things literally to myself. Le métro est perturbé to me means the metro is perturbed today. But also the appreciation for a kind of sensuality, I think, the way of eating, you know, the time taken with food, the time taken with eating. I find, living in Paris, I find it just an incredibly efficient city in terms of public transportation. That's great. I love to meet, I'm given the chance to meet a fair number of French people. I really like to meet students, and I admire them so much. I think they're such diligent workers and thoughtful and joyful. I'm at a loss for words, in a way, what to say about how I fit in. I think, you know, what I think it is I've been gradually finding my way into this life for a long, long time. Because I was coming with the company every year for 17 years. First it was just for the tour, and then I expanded it to do this workshop. And then I thought, well, I think I'll try to live here if I possibly can. It's not easy for Americans to work here if you're not affiliated with a company. Mm. And so I feel very fortunate in that regard.
Do you ever feel homesick for the States?
Yes, I do, because my other home is San Francisco, which is also a beautiful city, and it's far, far away. I do. That's the conflict I have. My mother once said, it's really hard to have a foot in each of two worlds, and it is. It's true. I miss San Francisco tremendously. And, you know, I think the important thing is to just appreciate where you are at the moment. And it's so hard, such a hard thing to do, I think. We all try, but thoughts of others come into mind, or you miss the sunshine or whatever it is. You know, you miss, I don't know, a hot dog or a baseball game or something that's really, or humor. Humor.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the thing I notice the most is, you know, humor is based on your cultural experience from growing up. So, yeah, I am homesick sometimes. Oh, okay. Sometimes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about career and word for word. Would you consider that one of your professional highlights, or are there other things that you recall from your career that you like to revisit, or special times for you?
My career as a theater artist, I think, you know, really, I think word for word was the thing I was meant to do. I've been involved with it, gosh, for probably 25 years now, because I started with a company in Seattle, Washington. And to me, it's just the most creative and innovative, exciting way of looking at a piece of literature, short stories, which is our specialty, and then bringing it to life on stage with all these incredible artists who helped to make it happen, the designers, the actors. It's just a very physical, and you have to be really facile and nimble to do it. And yeah, that to me is the highlight. I mean, 25 years is a long time to be doing a style of theater.
And what made you specifically go for short stories? Did you just think that was a niche in the market that's not being touched at the moment back then?
Well, as I said, I started with a company in Seattle that was doing the same kind of work, and they were already starting with short stories. They were about 3 years into it, two, three years into it, and I loved it. The first time I saw it, it was a Mark Van Doren short story, and I was just blown away. You know, it's as if the story just sprang forth, peopled, and it was miraculous to me. And so the short story works because it's complete unto itself. It's a complete and perfect circle, if you like. And whereas a novel, other companies do adapt novels, but I like the entirety of the text as the writer wrote it. And I think the short story is a very particular form. It's also, I think, a very American form, Irish too. Of course, you have some great, great short story writers. But we've tended, I don't know why, but veering toward contemporary American short stories. And it's a perfect whole. Someone I read once said that you find all the elements of what is going to happen in that story in the first paragraph. I don't know that always holds true, but it's a really interesting way to look at it. But to find the story that we can perform, that's the tricky part.
I was just going to ask you that. How on earth do you choose?
Well, it's the tricky part. I mean, it's part of the art, you know, I think, is to find that story. We have a core company, and we are constantly reading and bringing stories to each other, and other people tell us about short stories as well, and we read them aloud, and I think that's the key, is to hear it aloud, then to determine, how is that going to work on the stage? Can it be transformed to the stage? Is it, for example, once we were thinking of Brokeback Mountain, which later became the film, a short story by Annie Proulx. This is well before the film. And we loved the story. We thought it was great. But it's so much in the minds of those two men that it would be difficult to people it, you know? And we're not trying to do a duologue or a monologue, but something that is, as I said, peopled by many characters. So we chose another Annie Proulx story and didn't do Brokeback Mountain. We also looked at Ulysses once. I don't know. And we thought, well, why not? Let's you know, go to the pinnacle of the mountain. But it's too difficult. I mean, there's no punctuation even. it's just for us at least. Yeah. People have we consider the Dubliners, but haven't gone there either. But not everything can be transformed, I don't think, into this style of theater.
So bringing us on nicely to Sorry Fugu, did that leap off the page to you?
I'm trying to remember exactly what it did. I think Sorry Fugu is something we had in the back of our minds for a long, long time. It had come up before, I know that. And yes, I mean, the language is great. And that's the first thing we're looking for, is really terrific language and a great story and excellent, interesting characters. And of course, Boyle's language in this story is so nimble. It's a real challenge. And it's, you know, the food, all the food allusions. I mean, his sentences, the structure. I think it leapt off the page as a very funny story. Definitely.
What has been the reaction so far to the production? Because it was staged, obviously, in the States before it has come here to France.
Right. People have loved it. And they've, you know, a good comedy, well played, is a wonderful thing to behold, you know. And T.C. Boyle himself came to see it. And he had never seen us before. Mm-hmm. So he didn't know what he was getting into, but he's game, you know. He's ready for an adventure, and he really loved it. He really appreciated it.
So tell me, after this tour wraps up for Word for Word and Sorry Fugu, what is next for the company?
The company, the San Francisco company, we're looking to our 20th anniversary, actually. And we're trying to find something that we can all, the core company, be in. And it happens that we're a company of middle-aged white women. So that cuts out a lot of great writers for us. But, and we're not a woman's company per se. It just happens that those are the people in it. Obviously, we love men and have men in our shows and everything, but we're looking for something we can all perform in since it's our 20th. So that's an ongoing search. But this coming fall, we're planning to do some short stories by Siobhan Fallon, who wrote a book called You Know When the Men Are Gone. And those are connected short stories about the women left behind on army bases when their men, or and now women too, of course, go off to, well, to Iraq or Afghanistan. And it's a picture of military life that I had never read about. She herself is a military wife. And it's fascinating. And for me, my favorite kinds of stories are those that get you both ways, you know? They sort of make your heart swell one way or another, that show us sort of the compassion that people can have for each other. And I think her stories show that.
Okay, and finally, Susan, almost finally, what are your plans for yourself, future plans? Have you got anything in mind, or are you just going to take life as it comes?
Both. I'm right now in the process of determining that I would like to renew my visa, because it's up in September. So I'm working on that. I think this is a great opportunity for me to be able to live in France and to take this work that I love so much, this way of looking at words and language and performing it. You're using, you know, both sides of your brain, performing it, creating something with a group of people, whomever they are, whether it's a group of university students for 2.5 hours or a group of middle school students for 3 weeks or whatever it is. To create something together like that is the most exciting thing for me. And I really want to continue it, and I would like to continue it here in this country.
And in conclusion, I have to ask you, how would you sum up your experience here in France so far in just a few words or sentence?
Magnifique. I feel like Jean Dujardin when he's being asked about how he feels about America and after winning the artist. It's great, you know, and I find people so open to us and so generous. And then for me, too, to bring a company of actors here, I mean, what could be better? Some of our, you know, 17 years, so that times however many actors, a lot of people have never been here before, had never been here. And it's just, it opens the world for everybody, for for us as Americans and for people who meet us too. And it's just a really great experience to have. We're very lucky.
Well, Susan Harlow, thank you so much for talking to New Perspectives.
Thanks, Kate.
Well, that's it for New Perspectives this week. Don't forget, if you have any information you would like included on the program, you can email newperspectives2011@yahoo.fr. So until this time next week, have a great week and thanks for listening.
That was the program New Perspectives, brought to you by EU Radio Nantes. For more information, log on to euradionantes.eu.